91X News.
It's 13 and sunny. I'm Jack Carver with 91X News. Belleville's East End came together this past Saturday to present the city's fourth annual Porch Fest. Brandon White has the story.
It was a rainy morning on Saturday in Belleville's East End, but that didn't stop local musicians and community members from coming out for the fourth annual Porch Fest. Local talent of all styles, including folk, alternative rock, and heavy metal, set up on porches and verandas in East Hill, stretching from John Street all the way up to McDonald Avenue. Ken Hudson and Lucinda Pritchard, the organizers of the event, say that Porch Fest has picked up immensely since it was started 4 years ago.
It was pretty much the same for 3 years, and this year it doubled. So that's okay with us. I mean, we're happy as long as everyone else is happy. So you know, if it grows to be twice the size of this, it would be awesome for us as well.
We have such a wide variety. I mean, we have some metal, heavy metal bands, and some, you know, hard rockers, and then we have like a jazz trio and. It really is a wide range of music.
Porch Fest is a free, family-friendly event and is generally held around the end of September every year. Brandon White, QNET News.
In health news, a new study suggests women who were born preemies are at increased risk of complications during their own pregnancies. Researchers say the risk of gestational diabetes, high blood pressure, and preeclampsia almost doubles for mothers who were born before 32 weeks compared to those born at full term. The findings are based on a study of more than 7,400 women born prematurely and 16,700 women born at term between 1976 and 1995 in Quebec. For the women born at less than 32 weeks, almost 20% had at least one pregnancy complication, compared with about 12% of those who were full-term babies. Lead researcher Dr. Anne-Monique New of Saint-Justine University Hospital in Montreal says doctors need to take a pregnant woman's preterm birth status into account when providing obstetrical care. The study is published in Monday's issue of the Canadian Medical Association Journal. The FBI agent who infiltrated the New York Mafia and inspired the movie Donnie Brasco is testifying at Quebec's inquiry into construction corruption. During his appearance before the Charbonneau Commission, Joseph Pistone provided details about the inner workings of the Mafia in the U.S. The 73-year-old told the commission that the Mafia family takes priority over everything.
Your sworn allegiance is to your Mafia family. It's your Mafia family, then it's your regular family, and then it's your church and country. But your first allegiance is to that family that you are a part of.
And it looks like the Liberal government has reached a deal to move Oakville's canceled gas-fired power plant to Eastern Ontario. Ontario's energy minister says it will cost $40 million to move the Oakville Energy Project to the Lennox Generating Facility in Napanee. Chris Bentley announced the deal in the legislature today, just before the government was expected to release up to 100,000 documents on two canceled power plants. The other canceled plant was in Mississauga. And finally, rescue helicopters are flying over the slopes of a northern mountain peak in Nepal in the search for missing climbers. A Quebec doctor is among as many as seven climbers who disappeared when an avalanche smashed into a climbing expedition on Mount Manaslu yesterday. At least nine people were killed. 48-year-old cardiologist Dominique Ouimet was using the Himalayan expedition to raise money for a Montreal area hospital. That's 90X News to 105. Now for sports. The National League East leading Washington Nationals have a magic number of six entering today's game against Milwaukee. The visiting Brewers begin play trailing St. Louis by 2.5 games in the race for the league's second wild card spot. The Cardinals play under the lights at Houston. Also tonight in the senior circuit, Pittsburgh plays the Mets in New York and Colorado hosts Arizona. The season can't end soon enough for the Toronto Blue Jays. They will take a six-game losing skid into the opener of a twilight doubleheader in Baltimore. Toronto sits in last place in the AL East. The Orioles are one game behind first place New York in the division standings. The Yankees are in Minnesota. Also tonight in the AL, Detroit enters its home game against Kansas City, just one game behind first place Chicago in the Central. A couple of 1-1 NFL teams will square off tonight in Seattle. The Seahawks will take on the Green Bay Packers in the Monday nighter. Rookie quarterback Russell Wilson notched his first NFL win last week when the Seahawks topped the Dallas Cowboys 27-7. Green Bay is coming off a 23-10 victory over Chicago. It's a big blow for the New York Jets. Cornerback Darrell Revis will likely miss the rest of the NFL season with a torn anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee. Revis was hurt in the third quarter of the Jets' 23-20 victory yesterday at Miami. It was his first game back after missing a week with a concussion suffered in the season opener against Buffalo. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports now for weather. Today is sunny with a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, as well as some light winds and a high of 16. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 13, and a mix of sun and cloud on Tuesday with more clouds coming late in the afternoon with a high of 20. Right now it's 14 degrees at 107, and I'm Jack Carver, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.